Okay, I think we can put a talking head first, and then it can slip into End of War, because now they are connected in the story. So something like this. I mean, we just pick from the world events today, because they're just serving us, serving me here. Drama, absurdities. So here we had today's one. That leader. Now I'm picking it from Zelensky, okay? But we will change names. Sitting there in that proxy war state, where he was, of course, put by the other big empire over in the West, through fair election after the bad government was kicked out through our color revolution. That new thing there, so we show how this has just become, this is just a technique they use to topple other leaders, put their own one in. And here you have this guy, and this is a character we need to develop a bit. He's not from that country, actually, but he's an actor. And they may even sit there in a meeting. I'm talking scenes here now in a film. The big empire guys in the far in the west, over across the ocean, they don't even know what's going on there in the overseas, in this strange Europe, or to speak of Eastern or that. So they just want to defend their interest, making money on that country, which has some significant amount of natural resources that we can benefit from. So that's how they talk when they are alone. But here they have this man, and they let him in the room, and then they have these PR consultants and all kinds of, some lady coming in there. Yeah, maybe it would fit. It should be, it could have been a bit taller, but you can see it's like a casting event going on. So, and then, okay, you're okay. And then, yeah, because we need to get something going here fast. We don't have so much time, so he will do it for now. Then he sits down. What are you going to do now? Well, you're going to be democratically elected as the president of that country. But how are you going to do that? People don't even know me there. Oh, we know how to handle that. And then they start this amazing campaign in the media in that country, because just a little bit before that toppling, the color revolution, they had, this had been planned years before, they had started different media companies and media networks inside our country, who then, of course, train up local people speaking the language and all of that. And they establish very quickly, very powerful. They know how to use social media and all the internet. So it's very powerful. You know what you're doing with it. All you need is the technique. So they, for instance, Trump, he went to, in his first campaign, he went to Facebook asking them, we pay you, you just tell us how we can use your best way. And I think that's how he became president in the first round. So here, this is just common knowledge among those highly, educated and working on somewhat high levels or advanced levels of modern media, social media experts and all that. I mean, they're people who are extremely skilled how to use this modern media. Well, normal folks, they hardly don't, they just watch their screens. They think this is all random. So they managed very quickly to popularize him among the people. And then there was an election, and he was there coming in as the savior of the people in that country, saying, you vote for me, I will make peace. There will be no problem anymore. So, and all of it, you know, these nice promises. So they voted for him, and if that didn't work, plan B then, which they had, a little bit ready there, although hidden, was of course well, they have certain ways to steer the election outcome, which they are using in different countries, even in their own country. So we put that in the story, so then we can tell, basically just picked from what's happening in the world today. Then it doesn't go at all the way that they plan, because they thought, now we're going to finish that other big country, our greatest competitor, in no time. I mean, it's going to be, and we will provoke them so they invade. Yeah, come on, come here, come and invade. Look what we are doing to the people of your ethnic group who live in that country. These Nazi heavy guys, they're treating them very bad. So then come. So they come in there, and immediately there is worldwide, super well-designed campaign establishing that leader of that country, that other country, who just invaded, as the new Hitler, as in squared and cubic. And it was also well prepared, and it kicked in immediately, and all the people, not in all the world, that was a strange thing, but in the what is called global north, they fell for it. They immediately accepted, this is the worst person in the world, he's a demon, Satan, Hitler, everything, and they just want now to invade all of us, take over the whole of Europe and everything and everyone. So we have to, yes, send weapons and buy them from America. Sorry, the ones in the West. And then the money comes back, of course, into their companies, and they are the ones very much supporting this whole operation also. So we can show sometimes those guys up there and girls. Some are from the business sector, some are from the, well, industrial military sector, which is business, and some are politicians who are ambitious, and so on and so forth. And the empire has to thrive and grow and continue controlling the world. The hegemony has to prevail. They even say that openly. I saw some videos of politicians. So we just, again, pick it from the actual situation going on in this strange world. And then, but then things go really south for them, because this other big country, which they thought was on the verge of bankruptcy and breakdown and whatever, weak. They get going, and I mean this really, you could draw parallels to the Nazis invading Russia during the Second World War, because you have this great empire who is so sure of itself, Well, they are so sure of themselves, the global north. And they think now we're going to take Russia too. And the world is ours. They are the only obstacle here, really. Well, there's another one even a little bit further east, but we'll take care of them too at the same time. So we're going to do it now. And then, of course, they thought that now they have the whole world behind them. And they have. They got very much of the global north. But then you have all these people standing up and showing up in media out there, social media, independent, alternative media, and they're telling truths. They're exposing all this. So there's a whole thing going on. But the most important is that they realize, well, first they don't, but these alternative people and those who are real diplomats and military experts and so on, they understand it. And they try to tell it to people and show them, but it's just very difficult because people, they are just hypnotized by that media propaganda. So, but what then happens is that this old slugger up there, of course it's Russia, it's pretty big, which means they have lots of natural resources and lots of people, and they're cooperating with that other country next door to it, which has 1.5 billion people, and which is now very, very coming up. So they rather does that completely unexpected, maybe. Or maybe that thing was done because in the north they had seen this going on, and they are afraid. This is actually what they're trying to do, finish this whole thing off. But then what happens is that they don't put all their military in invading whole Europe or whatever, but they just do what the needful, very disciplined, and they rather spend their money and resources and attention to developing nice cooperation with other countries, anyone who wants to come. And that was unexpected, because that's not war. But then, so then there's a whole mess there. And that new president there, the old actor, he realizes that, because those people in that country, you know, in his club, they're around him, they are not stupid. They can see this is going to go to right, go south completely. No way we can. So then what he does is, we can play, this is just my fantasy, but it could be an interesting thing in a film. He devises some trick, or maybe not even consciously. He and his close friends, he has to have some buddies around him, and he's just an actor, for God's sake. So they're sitting there in bars or whatever, wherever they're sitting in the government building and hanging out, drinking together, and he is like freaking out. What am I going to do here? So then maybe some friends, they advise him. And what he does is that he steps out there and acts as that president, the guy, and he's dressed in military clothes all the time. And his everything he says and everything he does and how he looks like and his voice and his eyes, and it's made to beg money. Yes, we need more weapons and more money. And yeah, they say that this is the most corrupt country in the world, but of course now it isn't anymore. Now they're angels, and these guys sit there laughing we're going to just make ends meet here. So what they do is he plays that role. Billions and hundreds of billions of dollars are pouring into that country, partly in the form of weapons, fairly good weapons. They can, and they have planned it. There's some certain amount of them, 50% or so, even more, disappear and are sold on the black market there. So these guys, they're making incredible amounts of money, good cash. You know, it's good for an actor and a few of his friends. So there's an oligarchy, of course. That's the whole thing that it's running, what it's running on these days. And they could even call the whole film the oligarchy or something, because it's the same in the West. There's another oligarchy. So, and they buy houses and they prepare for it. And he's just trying to squeeze out as much as he can from that and then, well, you know, give up or... But then they get greedy and he doesn't want to give up. And all the experts, all the people who know are a little bit wise, all over the world, tell him, please, just surrender. You stand no chance. And but he wants to squeeze out the last money he can, and then whip just disappear from their country and enjoy the rest of his life in a nice mansion somewhere else. But the problem is, which he doesn't, because now he has been sucked into this psychopath thing, because there's a kind of a filter. You sit in a nice, comfortable building with people around you who just glorify you and say, yes, yes, of course. So you become isolated from the rest of the world, from reality. And this war thing and even the money thing, it's just papers you shovel, papers you like go from here to there. And then he gets warned that because his country, they need to do something, or they kill the leader in their country, in their capital. Well, you know, they may then want to kill you in your capital, so he has to live down in these super duper bomb shelters, never go out, and which also isolates him even more. And he's just like, we will never give up, we are the strongest. And now he really starts to turn into some kind of Hitler or Stalin at the end of their days. Because he's so lost, he's so, like Hitler sitting in his bunker there in Berlin, directing or thinking that he directed the war, but he was just lost from reality. He didn't even see what was happening in the war. He thought they were winning maybe, although they had basically lost. Russians were coming. And then of course the Americans came from the other side and took credits for the whole thing, saving the world. So when you see it this way, it's a kind of interesting, dramatic story that should be told. So here we are. So that actor president, of course he knows that people don't like him anymore. Who cares? We just want to squeeze out money from this. It's all stupid anyway. But that is because he has lost contact and he doesn't have any empathy anymore with the people. He doesn't have any... Because he's an actor. He doesn't... He came from a different background, from a theater stage, basically. That was his theater hall thing. So that was his environment. So he just is not able to have that awareness that what I do affects the lives of millions and millions and millions of people. And do they like me or do they hate me? Well, I'm just doing, and then of course he has been given that drama, that script, what to do, what to say and how to play from those guys over in the West who are as remote from reality even further because they are across an ocean too there and just playing with their stock markets and money industries and weapons and political intriguing and all that, power play. So we can show that. And then this actor guy, I mean, I had one alternate story before that he actually contacted the president of the other enemy country and they just decided, well, let's play out something and they're satisfied, but we just pretend to kill each other, I mean, whatever. Or it goes the other way, that he's just doing this thing with his friends and making money, and okay, now it's time to quit. Because now that president, the new president of that big empire, and they're not supporting, don't get any more money, so it's time to close the shop here. And then he plans, and they, friends and family and all that, they plan to step on a plane and then, whoops, get out of here. And then whatever can happen either. That he now starts to really think that he's the new Napoleon or something, and he wants to stay. Or something else. And maybe he's then just, as he's about to step onto that plane, killed, which is kind of standard practice. But something like that. And it could be comic.